Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Am I the only one that looked at this and went, hello? 20% find it harder to commit to workouts than to a partner.
I get that. Like a partner in life, like a relationship.
Yeah. So one in five says, I can commit to another person, but I can't commit to a workout.
I trust and believe. I don't understand it because I am the 4 out of 5 that say it's harder to like commit to somebody else than this. Yeah.
Well, because
you're finding
life.
Your right person.
Yeah, you're right. Because if you read it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. Four out of five say it's harder to commit to a life partner than it is to a workout. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's your life.
I will say the 1 out of 5 that can't like commit to a workout plan. I get that because you become very self-conscious at the gym. Like you're not using the equipment right or doing that. So I get this.
But look how these things are very similar though. 68% of respondents are likely to stick with a workout routine because it's comfortable. How many people do you know are in a relationship that they're just like, well, it's better than getting out of it?
Yes. No, at least a dozen off the top of my head.
They actually asked that question and 53% will stay with the wrong partner just because it's comfortable. Deal breakers for relationships and workout plans when they combine them together. Money spent. Sure, look at that.
Sure.
I've got the investment of time and cash, location, and again, and time. The data shows that balancing fitness and romantic relationships often involves navigating the same waters. Time investment, cost considerations, and finding joy in the process. The common ground highlights how intertwined our personal well-being and relationships can be. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I suppose. But yeah, 4 out of 5 saying it's harder to, you know, find somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with, probably accurate. One would think.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I find it fascinating, Kayla, that people still think that booty dope is going to help them get away with, you know, like putting it up.
Oh, to smuggle it.
Hide it or hide it.
Yeah.
Even in general. They think that they won't check. A guy in Florida, the other side of the state, and I've learned through you,
yes,
thank you very much, that usually the crazy stuff that's going to go down, when, you know, Florida takes the whole state of Florida, takes a bad rap for Florida man.
Yeah.
You know, but really it's Orlando. It's Orlando and the surrounding areas. We know this. Sometimes it'll trickle over into Tampa.
Oh, for sure. Orlando has the hodgepodge. East Coast is a lot of drug-related incidents. West Coast of Florida is a lot of, like, drunk incidents. And then Orlando's right in the middle, so it gets the best of both worlds.
I describe Orlando to people this way, and I've been twice. Once to go on a friend of mine wanted to go on a swanky golf outing.
Oh.
So we did that. Like, we played where Tiger Woods plays and, you know, and stuff like that. Another time, I went to Disney World. Right?
Sure.
And both times, you got to go through some real bad to get to the good. It's like, you know, like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
600 miles of the foulest smelling. But when you get to the other side, pretty good.
Freedom.
That's what Orlando's like for me. Anyway, there's this guy named Andrew Croswell, 35 years old, involved in a hit and run last week. He hit a bicyclist who had a special bike because the biker guy, the guy on the bike, was a paraplegic.
Oh, my God.
So he hits this guy, and then he drives off. Thankfully, the victim not seriously hurt. Cops catch up with Andrew. He says he didn't stop because he didn't think that he'd hit anybody. They ask him, well, what happened here on your car? He's like, oh, yeah, I hit a curb a while back. So you know he's full of it, right? So the cops then suspect, quite possibly, that Andrew has drugs on him. Huh? So they got him to admit that he had some meth concealed in the no-go hole.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Andrew actually said that it was, well, I've got the meth between the cheeks. He tried to jiggle it out whilst in handcuffs. That didn't work. So the cops freed up one of his hands so that he could, quote, well, dig through. And that's when they got the meth.
Okay.
What I love about that is they went, I'm not going in there.
No.
You can do that. You get that out.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Get your good feeling stories of the day. Did you see the video of this, Kayla?
What?
Of this, the story that you're about to tell?
Oh, I have not seen the video yet, no.
Trying to figure out, okay, tell the story first, and then I'll give you my thoughts.
So there's a 27-year-old guy in rural Indiana who crashed his truck in mid-December, went off a bridge, yeah. Mind you, got pinned underneath it,
yeah,
and then survived the 6 days before someone actually found him. There was two men that were scoping out fishing spots and saw the wreckage and then called it in. The cops, chest cam, got the entire thing, I guess, on footage is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Matt Riem, and he was in surprisingly good spirits they got there.
Oh, yeah.
6 days later, he even cracked jokes while paramedics were treating him, I guess. Oh, yeah? The hard part about all this is that his legs were pinned under the steering wheel again for 6 days, and unfortunately, he had to have one of his feet amputated.
Sure.
But aside from that, in really good shape otherwise, and he's just happy to be alive.
Did you ever see that movie, what was it, 128 Hours, or whatever that movie was, the guy who
James Franco?
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I know the scene.
I've seen enough. I saw enough that
You ever seen Saw? Have you seen Saw before? That one's a good one, too.
Similar, yet different. I'm going to leave it at that. By the way, I also noted that this guy's lucky to be alive. It's so weird because when you initially look at it, when you see the video, or at least I did, you see the video and you go, how did this guy go? How did nobody find him?
Yeah,
but
right?
And you realize they're kind of out in the boonies, and I guess it all makes sense. There are a couple of stories about cats escaping. One guy in Illinois, a guy goes around the country in his truck, you know, delivering stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's got a cat with him.
Yes. Very popular.
Cat got out at a truck stop in our great state of Nevada. Turned up 5 days later at a shelter 670 miles away in Wyoming. They figure the cat must have just hitched a ride with somebody else.
Probably.
And ended up in Wyoming. Crazy. They actually got the cat back to its owner in time for New Year's.
Shut up.
Yeah, pretty That's good. Amazing. And then there was a cat in England named Duke. Had gone missing 7 years.
Oh my God.
He'd been in a factory 900 feet from his owner's house.
Shut up.
He just decided he liked the neighborhood, but he wanted to be somewhere else.
Factory cat. He wanted to be a factory cat.
I guess. Yeah, he saw some sort of movie, Disney movie, I'm sure, of a factory. Thought that's a great idea. Probably more mice over there.
Sure, sure.
Factory. Anyway, he ended up at the vet, and they, you know, said, hey, cat belongs right here. The problem is, over the course of the 7 years, the old owner had adopted a dog and had another kid. So she's like,
that's a lot to take care of.
I don't know that we really have any more room in the house. So she's in contact with the new owner at the factory. She gets regular updates. The cat's back at its new home where it's, probably happier. So all's well that ends well, and it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Oh my God, it's Snowmageddon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, actually, it's not. Yeah. The pictures down by Searchlight and everything are beautiful, though.
There's a couple of people that have been posting this morning about how they got snow. I guess we're not built up in the valley high enough to get snow in our house. So
no, it's not going to make it. All you get is the... Okay, let me tell you this. For the second day in a row, if you have not walked outside yet, that wind is wicked. Dude, yesterday it was just cold, no wind. Now it's cold. Now it's even colder and wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moisture in the air. Oof.
Yuck. Hey, we never talked about this. We never did talk about this.
What?
What was Kanye? I don't know who, and obviously I hear Kanye and I run the other way too.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him and his, I don't know who she is to him, his fiance, his
wife?
Girlfriend? Is he remarried?
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Bianca Censori?
Whatever who it, whatever whoever.
Yeah.
Bikini top.
If you want to call it that.
Okay.
It's not a bikini top. It was a string.
Yeah.
Strategically placed string over her breast to
six. Yeah, great. But, like, she just came from the pool.
Yeah.
Come on.
He does not care. And this is where he and Kim went separate ways. He's like, no, I want to be me. And I'm like,
I'm not worried about him. What's she doing?
Well,
what's she doing? Well, here's my real question. Was she, do you think she was at the pool?
No, I don't think she was at the pool.
You think she's wearing that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well.
Because the bottom was a little latexy. I'm like, I can't imagine you're going to the pool and like wearing latex.
I spent a solid 3 seconds looking at this. You know, so I just assumed it was a wrap.
Yeah.
And I went, you're an idiot, and moved on.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Well, I mean,
a lot of things.
They both are probably. Let's be
honest. But I didn't care. I didn't care about all that. You know what I mean? This is way more than what I think. My point is that even in with weather like this, because the sun is out, there's going to be those people that are wearing shorts.
Yep.
There's going to be the people that are in town for CES. Yeah, I'm going to spend a few minutes. I'd like, are you really going to go out to the pool today? Because you're just trying to make a point. You know, like, we're all on to you. Oh, it's not so bad. Yes, it is.
And the worst thing is...
Go inside, jackass.
The whole thing is that those people did not plan. They didn't look to see what the weather would be here because they all thought, oh, it's Vegas. We're just going to we're gonna go to the pool, even though it's January. They didn't plan for it, and they don't want to admit they didn't plan for it.
It's the typical... Yeah, it's the first cousin... It's the first cousin to Vegas ain't ready for us. You know, where you got three or four crisp $100 bills in your pocket. You're wearing your sweet Banana Republic button down. Vegas ain't ready for us. We're ready.
You know who I hate to say, he's learned since then, but you know who I hate to say was this guy was my dad. My dad grossly underestimates the weather here, and he just thinks it's the same weather all the time. Now he's gotten used to it. He's been here
like
dozens
Florida.
Of times.
If it's fine in Florida, it's fine here.
Exactly. He does not look to see, oh, it's going to be 30 degrees when we're out in Vegas, blah, blah, blah. He just thinks Vegas, hot, shorts, t-shirt.
Our producer Adrian's from Cleveland. Shorts today?
I have to admit, today I wore shorts.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
Yeah, nobody's impressed.
I felt the window. It felt like it was going to be warm. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I made a huge mistake.
Right? You're going to run into your car later on today. Oh, are they basketball shorts?
No. Some khaki shorts. Business cash, you know.
Oh, sure. Good.
Of course.
Well, we do have a meeting with the boss later.
Exactly.
So you got to dress up. That's awesome. Because if you got the basketball shorts, you get the little... Up the leg?
Mm.
Boy, that'll set you straight right away, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I have two questions. Do you have a little FOMO that everybody, that of all the people that are on social media, at least my timeline, has... There was a dusting, you know, up in Anthem of snow. And apparently for the south, because that's just the way the system came around and hit us this time. So, you know, not unlike back in, what was it, 08? You know, when Anthem and Seven Hills and everything, when they got hit with the big snowstorm, I know you weren't here then.
So I was like, no, don't.
I know you weren't here then, but I know you've heard of it.
Yeah, I know you've heard of it.
There's no way you couldn't have heard of it. But that, yeah, but then that, they were the ones that got it, and there was nothing in summer.
So crazy to me.
Well, it's just
the way it works, yeah.
Yeah, if you've lived here any amount of time, that's how it works. One side gets it, the other side doesn't. So are you feeling FOMO at all? Because you're kind of in that neighborhood.
I am. I get FOMO mainly because it was just so close. It was like, right there.
Like my driveway was wet. Does that count?
Although when you start driving, I noticed that the water was just very heavy. Like when it stuck to the car, so it was like a little more icy, I feel like. And so it was like...
It's mixed.
Yeah.
It's a little mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a little exciting, but...
I don't know what they're showing on Fox 5 right now, but that ain't us. That's somewhere else. What is that? I feel like I should recognize this. That looks like searchlight to me.
Does look like searchlight.
I'm going to say that's searchlight. And whoever that is, they need to replace their American flag. Jeez, it looks like when they wrote the Star Spangled Banner. You know what I mean? It looks like it's taking cannon shots.
Oh, man.
Huh. That's wild to me. All right. Well, Snowmageddon 2024. Enjoy. Everybody buckle up. That wind is rough. I want to ask you about this. So you're all the way. Oh, let me ask you about this first. I have so many things I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
So apparently, Selena Gomez not gossiping about Timothy Chalamet or Kylie Jenner at the Golden Globes.
That wasn't it, I guess.
She came out and said that I told Taylor about two of my friends who hooked up, not that that's anyone's business. Now, Selena has come out today and said she's getting back off of Instagram again because she needs to focus on what's really important.
I do feel bad in this instance that she, every single time there's like a slight scandal. You have the Swifties and the Gomezian, whatever her Selenites, whatever they are, but they all get on there and they're like, "Oh, I support you." Blah blah. You're like, you don't need to support me. I wasn't talking mess about them because nothing happened.
Huh.
That's all they do. It's crazy. I don't get it. I can't wrap my brain around it when people do things like that. Like, I know you're trying to be supportive and support the person that the celebrity that you really like and everything, but I've never like, oh, they were just so mean to her. Let me hop on a random photo and be like, I got you, boo.
Weird. It is just weird. It's weird that people feel the need to do, you know, people feel the need to take shots and just say things that they would never say to someone's face.
But and then some people, look, we talk about it all the time when people have to announce that they're going to get off social media.
Oh, good Lord.
No. This is different to me. Selena Gomez, you are not Selena Gomez. If you are a random person, you're just off social media. Okay.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez has to announce that she is getting off social media Because if she didn't, then the world would flip out if she got off social media and didn't say anything. You know what I mean?
Because people would worry something was wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They think there was fuel on that fire that they lit at the Golden Globes by her whispering.
Oh, wait, except for me. I still wouldn't care. I would still be like, yeah, I don't. What happened to Selena Gomez? No, that's not me. It's just not me. 3, 2, 1,
let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Why are you sitting back with your arms folded?
I just love playing the new to Las Vegas, let's tell you where you live game.
You want to guess where she lived?
Well, no, I like knowing, because usually when they say new to Vegas, so they're not really sure of neighborhood, we go, oh, well, what are your major cross streets? And then we can tell you.
No, she's pretty good at this. I did a little investigation.
Okay.
Where'd you move from?
I moved from California.
Good for you.
Nice. Welcome.
Congratulations on getting out.
Oh, thank you.
Did you feel the heavy weight of California coming off of you as you made your way across the border?
Well, that's yes. Funny. And then when I tell people I'm from California, they don't really like it all the time.
No.
My husband literally just kind of shucked that off. He's lived here for 15 years, mind you, but he's from L.A., and he just kind of shuck off that stigma.
Where in California?
Temecula, near San Diego.
Yeah, gorgeous. Well, good. Well, welcome. And we understand that you already know, if we ask you, what part of town do you live in? Where do you live?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
Oh,
Adrian said that you knew that you lived down by the M, which I said, of course you do.
I live. That's my major thing that I know. I live by the M. That's it.
That's all you got to tell them. That's all you got to tell them. And most of it, we know that because that's pretty much the only place we have left to put you. You know what I mean? Because everything else is full. Everything else is
true. They're growing south now.
Well, you had a lot of choices and you chose us and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, all right, let's get to it here. Is this a real dating site or is this not a real dating site? The first one, Kelsey, Padded Lovers. The premier adult baby diaper lover dating site. Because who doesn't like to be pampered?
I see what you did there.
Is that real or is that fake?
I want to say it's real just because there's weird people who like to pretend to be babies.
Kayla?
No, that's got to be fake. Because they wouldn't call out a brand.
That's a real dating site.
Oh, wow.
A real dating site. One for Kelsey. Luxie is a dating site for the 1%. It's aimed at millionaires, celebrities, and models, and once referred to itself as Tinder, minus the poor people. Is that real or not real? Luxie.
Not real, I'm assuming.
Kayla?
I mean, I'll just say real, although I think it's too competitive with Raya.
We talked about this one the other day. Luxie is a real dating site.
Wow.
Tinder minus. They don't use this anymore, but Tinder minus the poor people.
Wow.
I love it. Swingmatch.com. Swingmatch.com. Life is about trade-offs, even when it involves partners. Nothing is taboo at Swingmatch.com. Rated 5 pineapples. is that real or not real?
I'm going to say real.
Kayla.
Not real. No, there's no way.
It's not real, but it should be. I got to be honest. That should
swing
be.
Match. No, like, they got to come up with a more clever name. Nothing against Swing Match, but they got to come up with it's just too blunt. You know what I mean?
Solid all the way around. I got to be honest. Mulletlove.com.
God, I hope not.
Mulletlove. Slow down. Mulletlove.com. For mullet connoisseurs, they may be all business up front, but there's a party in the back and you're invited. Mulletlove.com. It's like a mall full of mullets. Kelsey, real or not real?
There's no way that's real.
I'm real? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm just so...
It's not real, but it should be.
No, it should not.
You what, I'm looking these up to see if they're available.
I hate that mullets are making a comeback. They're so gross.
EquestrianSingles.com, a place for horse lovers to meet online. With more than 100,000 horse lovers signed up, you're sure to find a stable relationship.
Ridiculous.
Real or not real, Kels?
Real.
Kayla.
I'll say real. That sounds real.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Kayla, do you really have three and Kelsey has one?
No, Kelsey got two, I thought.
I don't know. I'm not keeping score. Doesn't matter. She's winning anyway.
Regardless,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What do we care? Mousemingle.com. Mousemingle.com brings together Disney, Star Wars, Pixar, and Marvel fans because it truly is a small world after all. Now, is that really a good sell for women? You know what I mean? If you're telling them it's a small world.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
She's overthinking that, but yeah, that's very funny. That
Kelsey, real or not real?
I'm going to say not real because Disney wouldn't let that happen.
I got to believe it's real because they had ways around it. I got to think that's real.
I think you get around it by being mousemingle.com.
Yeah, versus being like, real. It's not Mickey Mouse Mingle, it's Mouse Mingle.
That's a real thing.
Wow.
That's a real, real thing.
I have a couple of friends that I can send over there now.
I know we're out of time, but I'm gonna keep going here. Beautifulpeople.com. It's free, but you have to be voted in or out by existing members based on your looks. Ugly people need not apply.
Wow.
Real or not real? Beautifulpeople.com.
I'm going to say real.
Kayla.
Not real?
It's real.
That's disgusting.
It's real.
Although Kelsey would be number one on that list. So we all know that.
And Kelsey met her husband.
Beautifulpeople.com.
Their kids are ugly as sin, but they are beautiful. They are beautiful. You know what? That was fun. Welcome to Las Vegas. And yeah, let's get you an Apple. I always screw this up. An Apple HomePod mini smart speaker. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I just realized I was going to do something that wasn't very nice.
Oh.
That's why I'm laughing because the funny way to set this up would be, okay, for relationship rehab, Kayla, let me ask you a question. let me just try to paint you into a corner and see if you can weasel your way out of it.
You know, me that pretty
be,
good at that.
No, that wouldn't be very nice.
No, but...
But you're a total honesty person. I appreciate that about you.
I
really do.
I just feel like it's a really important thing to disclose.
Sure.
People that are closest to you should know pretty much everything about you.
I don't believe in lying either. You know what I mean?
No.
Because I realize how that can sound. Makes me sound like I'm potentially dishonest.
But your lie of omission is just not disclosing things that either people don't need to know because it may hurt them or whatever the case may be. Like, if you don't need to know it, if it's just going to do more harm than good, then you probably don't need to know it.
Well, that's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Well, I didn't tell it. You know, and you get 6 months or a year into it. Where this came up most recently was there was this. Is that a red flag? I just found out that this guy that I've been dating for 4 years, his uncle committed a murder.
They were engaged. Like,
yeah, great.
It's different.
But they're, okay, great, engaged. But we've been together 4 years, and I just found out his uncle's a murderer. And so Kayla and I went back and forth on that because he's embarrassed, I'm sure. And
sure.
Yada, yada. Okay. Well, then there's this. You ready?
Yeah.
My daughter got her license last fall. My husband's still pretty skittish about letting her drive alone. I like the word skittish. We have a second used car. That she gets to use. She's never allowed to drive my car. My husband was worried that she would crash our nice car. My daughter's a good girl. You know where this is going. Our daughter's a good girl, and she's very responsible. So, in a moment of weakness, I decided to let her drive my car. $1,800 in damage later. Definitely not okay. She apparently drove over a giant rock. I knew my husband would be furious if he knew that I allowed her to drive our nice car, so I told him that I did it.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
I feel bad about lying to him and having our daughter go along with my lie, but the alternative would have been far worse. I can't be the only parent who's done this. You guys talking about lying the other day made me want to write and see what you thought of this. Isn't it okay to lie to your spouse to protect your kid? I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Do you hate it? Do you hate it? I really thought that this might, and this is the whole reason why I sprung this on you.
Yeah.
I really thought there might have been a situation that happened in your childhood where Pete lied to your mom.
Or my mom lied to Pete.
Maybe. But somehow I felt like it would be the other way around.
No. Not that I can recall, anyhow.
You really were a freaking angel, weren't you?
No, I think my parents were angels, and then their brutal honesty with one another kind of rubbed off on me. But I don't do it
right,
in an angel like way.
You didn't get in trouble. I mean, you threw a keg in a canoe to escape the cops.
That's true.
Still my favorite story ever of anyone's.
Save the party.
You know what? Saved many things that day. Many things were saved that day. Kayla became a hero. There's no statues, but there should be. Okay. Is it okay? 702-364-9898. Is it okay to lie to your spouse to protect your kid? And I'm sure there's somebody that's done it, so we're happy to change your name for you.
We don't have those voice altering things. Sorry.
Do whatever we got to do. I think we have it. It's just not available. I'm not sure.
How to work those things. If we actually had it, I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, at one point, legal said we couldn't use it. It was some sort of deception. And I was like, yeah, it is. Yes, deception. That's exactly what it's used for. And they went, yeah, well, see, that's our point. And I was like, do you people know? I get the idea that they just brought in lawyers that have no idea what we do.
You know? Probably. And they're like, oh, no, that's not as bad as we thought.
Something happened on the text line? Hold on to it.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. 702-364-9898. We would prefer you'd call. We'd love to hear your voice. We understand why you might not. Is it okay to lie to your spouse to protect your kid? And I really thought I was going to bring Kayla over to the liar's side, but I don't think it's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I just realized I was going to do something that wasn't very nice.
Oh.
That's why I'm laughing, because the funny way to set this up would be, okay, for relationship rehab, Kayla, let me ask you a question. let me just try to paint you into a corner and see if you can weasel your way out of it.
You know, me that pretty be, good at that.
No, that wouldn't be very nice.
No, but...
But you're a total honesty person. I appreciate that about you.
I really do. I just feel like it's a really important thing to disclose.
Sure.
People that are closest to you should know pretty much everything about you.
I don't believe in lying either. You know what I mean?
No.
Because I realize how that can sound. Makes me sound like I'm potentially dishonest.
But your lie of omission is just not disclosing things that either people don't need to know because it may hurt them or whatever the case may be. Like, if you don't need to know it, if it's just going to do more harm than good, then you probably don't need to know it.
Well, that's
a
lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Well, I didn't tell it. You know, and you get 6 months or a year into it. Where this came up most recently was there was this. Is that a red flag? I just found out that this guy that I've been dating for 4 years, his uncle committed a murder.
They were engaged. Like,
yeah, great.
It's different.
But they're, okay, great, engaged. But we've been together 4 years, and I just found out his uncle's a murderer. And so Kayla and I went back and forth on that because he's embarrassed, I'm sure. And
sure.
Yada, yada. Okay. Well, then there's this. You ready?
Yeah.
My daughter got her license last fall. My husband's still pretty skittish about letting her drive alone. Like the word skittish. We have a second used car that she gets to use. She's never allowed to drive my car. My husband was worried that she would crash our nice car. My daughter's a good girl. You know where this is going. Our daughter's a good girl, and she's very responsible. So, in a moment of weakness, I decided to let her drive my car. $1,800 in damage later. Definitely not okay. She apparently drove over a giant rock. I knew my husband would be furious if he knew that I allowed her to drive our nice car, so I told him that I did it.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
I feel bad about lying to him and having our daughter go along with my lie. But the alternative would have been far worse. I can't be the only parent who's done this. You guys talking about lying the other day made me want to write and see what you thought of this. Isn't it okay to lie to your spouse to protect your kid? I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Do you hate it? Do you hate it? I really thought that this might, and this is the whole reason why I sprung this on you.
Yeah.
I really thought there might have been a situation that happened in your childhood where Pete lied to your mom.
Or my mom lied to Pete.
Maybe. But somehow I felt like it would be the other way around.
No. Not, I mean, not that I can lie.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Golden Knights fans, take heart. The big, long All-Star break is coming. And it couldn't get here soon enough. I think there's more guys hurt than there are that can play right now.
Does look like that, doesn't it?
Now, also take heart. There'll be a lot of guys that'll be healthy and rested when the playoffs come. And
that's the most important thing.
They made that point on TV last night, and I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because honestly, would you rather have this happen now or have it happen in March? I'll take January day long. And then, again, All-Star break's coming. Yeah, last night, 3-0 in Colorado. Whatever. Mm. Whatever. Whatever. Colorado's good.
Just got to make the playoffs, man, and then we'll take it home.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
It is someplace. If you got it, it's wintry. Much love to everybody in Anthem and apparently down by Searchlight and whatnot. Everybody else, it's January 10th, 11th. January 11th, whatever. It looks the same.
I would not mind going out to Mount Charleston this morning just to see what that looks like. But I'm going to look at the, because, you know, they do shut down the roads and everything. You have to look that up before you head up there.
And Red Rock Loop got shut down, I saw.
So, yeah. If you're going to go searching for the snow, just make sure that you look it up before you start traveling, or else you might get there and be disappointed.
It is fun. It's fun. It's fun because we get it. We don't get it very often, so it's fun. All right. Relationship rehab. My daughter got her license last fall. My husband's still skittish about letting her drive alone. But second, you know, she's not allowed. This is your car. You don't drive this car.
Yes.
In a moment of weakness, mom said, okay. Yeah, well, $1,800 worth of damage later, it was definitely not okay. She apparently drove over a giant rock. I knew my husband would be furious if he knew that I allowed her to drive our nice car. So I told him I did it. I feel bad about lying to him and having our daughter go along with it, but the alternative would have been far worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's worse? What's worse, Kayla? The lie or your daughter doesn't get to drive until she moves out?
I don't know if that's much worse for her or for you. I think you're lying for you at that point because you allowed this to happen.
Oh, it's for everybody's benefit. Mm. Is it not? Laura, is it okay? Laura, is it okay to lie to your significant other to save your kid or you know, just the family in general?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
I can definitely say that having a kid now, I would lie for them for everything. Well, not everything, but I would protect my kid because I feel like it would be me against me and...
The lie police caught you.
But I do agree that you are lying for yourself at that point. I would probably try and show, like, the daughter some responsibility of, like, hey, like, you need to get a job, you need to pay me back somehow, in a way of showing her, hey, if you do damage to the car, you need to be responsible for it, like, you know, as you would in your adulthood. But not let her get away with it completely in that way. But I would definitely be like, yeah, that was my fault.
I will say that any parent that I talk to that says once their kid starts driving, it's such a relief because they don't have to like cart you to and from things, job, sports, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like, and maybe I'm misreading this, I don't feel like the dad would be like, I'm stripping you of everything. Because who wants to go back to then carting your kid to and from basketball practice? Once you've had a taste of the goods where they can just drive themselves, he's not going to take it away.
Oh, no. My 16th birthday, my mom said, go get it. And we lived 15 minutes, 20.
Yeah.
So it was a solid almost 30, 40 minutes back and forth. She goes, go get us a gallon of milk and see if this guy will sell you cigarettes. It was great. So, Richard, okay to lie to your significant other to save your to save family harmony?
Man, I've got so many problems with this whole statement. First off, the fact that somebody has to lie to their significant other because they feel that the anger that they're going to face on the opposite end is far worse says way more to me about that relationship than I'm comfortable saying. You know, I have 5 kids. I have 2 autistic children. I have a full-time business. And I can tell you my kids have destroyed things, broken things. And by hiding it, you're not only teaching the child to hide things from their partner in the future, but you're also teaching them to not take accountability for their actions. And so I'm a very open book with my ex-wife and my current partner. I don't hide anything because if you do, you're just setting yourself up for failure in the future. And so that's what I see here. Now this woman's got to hide with this lie in her life and tiptoe around her husband. And, yeah, that's just not good at all. So I would recommend highly never lying like that.
The one thing that I've taken away from all of this is you are just absolutely a much better person than all of us.
I'm not a better person. I'm a flawed human being, my friend.
You are.
I grew up in this city, and I've done my fair share of damage, but I've learned, you know.
I love it. No, but you are solid. You know, you're a solid guy, and we know that. We know that. We've talked to you before. You're a solid dude.
Yeah.
And no, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that viewpoint. I just, my wife just texted me. My stepdad.
Hey, imagine your wife ran over your cat and she lied to you about it. I know how you feel about your cat, man.
That's her cat. I don't care. No, she just said, my stepdad paid me $200 to tell my mom I was the one who hit the garage door.
Oh, my God.
See, it can be, honestly, part of this, and I'm sorry, Kayla, but can it, is there not an element of, it's kind of a bonding moment, you know? Does it not cement your relationship?
No.
I wrecked my mother's 92.5 collector's edition Mustang when she first got it. I wrapped it around a gas station pole by accident.
Yeah.
And I told her that a car hit me in a parking lot. She found out that wasn't real quick. But she took it to the body shop. She taught me a lesson.
And you still got the limp to show for it. That's right.
And but she said, you know what? You paid for it. You made your mistakes. But guess what you did? You acted like an adult. So you can drive it again because you paid for it. So I think that's my big thing.
Richard, how do you feel? Someone on the Centennial Toyota text line said, I would lie because insurance is too dang expensive for your kid to take the fall on. They are most likely to claim it against their insurance.
Oh, man, now we're getting to the morality of life. Yeah. And now we're getting into things that, I'm a behaviorist. I work in applied behavior analysis. So now we're talking about things that say some things that are a little bit deeper about the state of the economy that people are in because they can't afford to pay for these things. It's ridiculous.
Odyssey lawyers are on line 6.
Odyssey. I mean, I feel bad for people like that because, you know, you can't. Your kid's going to jack your prices up, but that's also the cost of having kids.
Okay. Lying to spouse, bad. Lying to insurance company, good. Is that what we took away from that? Just kidding. I'm joking.
Hey, listen, everybody's got to do what they do. I can't say to lie to them or not.
No.
And this just in.
Have a great day, buddy.
And this just in. If your kid was going to take their own car, more than likely something like this might have happened to their own car, too. The car, I feel like you could take the insurance out of it because it's the act of doing it to the brand new car when your husband said he really didn't want your kid driving the brand new car. That's the morality that we're looking at. It's not the insurance. It's not anything like that. It's the lie you told to your husband. Right?
She did the pen drop. Oh. I don't know if you could hear that. She did the pen drop on the countertop. Just to prove the point. point.
Someone, no, like, I agree. This is ridiculous. Someone said, you can't lie to your spouse for your kid because it causes your kid to lose respect for the other parent, knowing they can get away with things behind their back. God. What if the kid starts doing it to you now with the other parent?
That's your fault for not putting the proper fear into that child. No, I get all the points.
Yeah.
And it's easy to.
So did you come over to our side? No more lies. You got to come clean.
It's a different world, man. It's a different. I think everybody's different. No, and there's shades of gray. There's shades of gray on everything, isn't there? Is there not?
Yeah.
Shades of gray?
In this, I think it's a little bit more definitive, sure.
I get what Richard ran circles around me with his logic, where he was like, hey, what does that say about your relationship with the dad? Well, yeah, but if 99% of the time it's all good, but you know, hey, man, have we not, has nobody... Come on, man. You're also lying if you're saying nobody ever went, hey, we got to fix this because mom's going to be pissed. You got to, you know?
That's just different. If you as a kid break something and you lie, which I don't condone at all, but that's different than your mother lying to your father
But getting, okay, let's go back to my wife, okay? Because I know the players here. Let's go back to my wife. Stepdad, my guess is he had a couple of drinks. But for whatever reason, he ran into the garage door. Here's $200. Tell your mom it was you.
It's funny.
I can see it. I can see it.
I see what you're saying. I don't agree with it.
But for $200, now he doesn't have to take the heat.
I know you want me to come over to your side. You're not going to convince me to come over to the other side.
My wife is, you know, $200 when you're in high school. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Skip Saturday shift. Absolutely.
And she decides whether, she's already all over me for everything else. So what's one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, that was a good relationship we had.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Haha, Kayla, you ready for this? How the turntables? It's gonna switch.
Okay.
I got a question.
Bring it.
The show always stops when Kayla says, I got a question. I stop everything. I want to answer her question. I have a question for you. And it's funny, I found this online. This didn't happen here. And then it didn't come into us. Found it, honestly, I saw it on Facebook, which I never go on Facebook anymore. And then I went, maybe I should go on Facebook more often.
And then look what happens.
Some dude bullied another dude when they were in school.
Oh.
High school.
It happens. I hate to say, but.
Yeah. No, and bullying's bad regardless. So whatever. I recently found out that the man who bullied me when I was a teenager is running for public office. At that time, he was extremely cruel. And acted violently towards me.
Oh.
Okay, now that can take a variety of, you know.
Yeah, like what does he mean by violence?
Take a variety of forms.
Like, yeah.
But, you know, I would wonder if the bully felt the same. I'm not saying it's okay. You know what I mean?
By any means, but what is that? It can mean very different things when you say acted violently towards me.
Right, and my question is, why didn't you go to the cops?
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We spoke once. After I graduated from high school, but I've never understood why he targeted me, and he seemed to have no remorse. I'd like to make public what he did to me in order to ensure that he does not become an elected official.
Oh.
Would it be appropriate to write a letter to the editor of the local paper? What are you, your grandfather or grandmother, as the case may be? I don't know. I'm already planning on donating what I can to his opponent. But since I live out of town, I can't work for him. I don't know that that's true either.
Well, I can't vote for him if they don't live there.
Yeah, you can't vote for him.
That's what he probably meant to say, work for him.
Well, he says I can't work for him. Yeah, you can't. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, I don't think
that's a thing.
I've always been two wrongs don't make a right, in my opinion. Like... I don't think that you getting on and blasting him on social media or whatever the case may be is the right thing.
Yesterday, who were we talking about yesterday?
Oh, just my this guy that I went to school with.
Yeah, same idea.
Same idea. His ex-wife and he, has a mugshot out there, and he posted her mugshot, and it was a whole thing. It was gross.
I also, people, I'm not the same. I'm not that different, but I'm not the same person I was in high school.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago.
And like, what kind of remorse, like, do you feel?
You know, what do you, well, they should, if you didn't get an apology and you thought you deserved one,
then maybe bring it up to him. Maybe what you thought was bullying, he didn't realize was being bullying. If you bring it up and he has no remorse, then I say go for it. I don't care. But the idea that he may not know how much of what his decisions earlier on impacted you, he may not know that. Maybe bringing it up to him is better.
We spoke once after I graduated from high school, but I've never understood why he targeted me. That would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
My guess is you'll get that apology that you wanted. I think you can get what you want by giving them another opportunity, as opposed to, okay, you blast off and go, he bullied me in high school. I don't know that that's going to have the impact that you're, I don't know that the mayoral campaign or the city council campaign is going to get derailed, although it could.
It could.
But
for your own personal growth, I think this would be so much healthier for you to resolve the issue than to just grow it more, you know?
Yeah. And are you, how are you going to, okay, let's play this out. Yes, so you write a letter to the editor.
Okay.
I don't know that you'd be better off making another Facebook post. You know what I mean?
Right.
And naming names and see how that goes. But how are you going to feel about yourself? You feel vindicated? You feel like you got revenge? And some people are that way.
Yeah.
Some people, our buddy that we were just talking about off the air.
Yeah.
They love it. I don't know. At least they seem to be fueled by that.
Yes.
But I don't know what kind of an ugly black hole they have inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Some people love to fill that void with that. I just will never be able to go to that side and go, you know what I need to do? Slip their tires. That'll teach them a lesson.
I just think that's amazing, though. They're running for, let's just say, mayor.
Yeah.
You know, or city council. Or dog catcher. You know what I mean? People need to know. And yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's traumatic to you. If you, okay, would you, if you saw that, if somebody was running for the mayor of Henderson,
okay,
and you saw that they were a bully in high school, one person said they bullied me in high school, is that changing how you vote?
I mean, I don't think so.
I think even based on this conversation, I still go, you could solve your own problem. Yeah.
I would just be like, why is this in the paper? Why are we talking about this? You know what I mean?
Are you reading the paper?
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Talk about people who want revenge, Kayla. My goodness. We were just talking about that a minute ago, if you missed it. But some woman in the UK broke into her ex-boyfriend's home and attempted to invade the bedroom with the man's own nunchucks.
Oh, no.
She was apparently furious when she found out that her ex had another woman in the bedroom with him. It's your ex, dude. I don't know, whatever.
You're admitting it was your ex, then I don't understand what the issue is.
She tore a mirror off his car, threw planks of wood, and smashed her way into the house through a window. The guy and his new girlfriend barricaded themselves into the bedroom and called the police. The defendant went upstairs and was trying to break into the bedroom using some nunchucks. Nunchucks?
Nunchucks.
Yeah, whatever. Martial arts sticks, it said. But I'm guessing they're nunchucks.
Sure.
That belonged to the dude. I just thought it was an interesting story that she was trying to attack him with his own nunchucks.
I've never attempted to break down a door before. Admittedly, don't know much about breaking down doors. If you were going to break into someone's bedroom and there are a bunch of things laying around, are you picking up the nunchucks to, I'm assuming, flail at the door?
I think it's awesome that this guy had nunchucks laying around. What is this, 1983? Chuck Norris gives you a thumbs up.
Wake me up.
This This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's like you're reading my mind. What did you just say?
You know, earlier we were talking about a guy who stored meth between the cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're going to play a game called Will It Fit?
Yep. Because I was telling Kayla, she goes, what are we doing next? I go, remember I told you we wanted to play a game? And then I said, you're really going to hate this. And then she popped off with, yes, Kayla, that's exactly what's going to happen. That is, okay, here's the deal. So is this a documented case of this item being found by emergency room doctors?
Oh, Lord, okay.
A mobile phone.
Accurate, yeah.
Yes, it will fit. A billiard ball.
No. No.
Yes, it will fit.
Gross.
Is this a documented case of this item being found? A bicycle tire pump.
No. No. The entire pump? No.
No.
Maybe just no the business.
Is no is correct. A television remote control.
Ooh, I will say that is accurate, yes.
God, I hope it's one for the smart TV and not the direct TV one. And some of you are laughing because you know what I'm saying. A derby, you know those fashionable, a derby hat? A derby?
That's so wrong.
A derby?
I'll say no,
but it's
no.
So weird that it just...
No.
No is the correct answer.
Yes. So
a beer bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's happened. Pogo stick.
No.
Buzz Light, correct. Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a documented case of this being found there? My Little Pony.
Oh, God, I hate to say yes, but I feel like yes.
Buzz Lightyear, yes. My Little Pony, no.
Oh.
A peanut butter jar.
Ew, no.
Yes. The answer is yes. This game's over. Just so you know, nearly 4,000 people are hospitalized with foreign objects of that ilk every year. Every year. Over half of the objects were, you know, semi-intended for such use, but, you know, maybe they got a little carried away. The average age of the patient was 43 years old, and nearly 4 out of 5 were males. I always
you got you dirty.
And it's stupid stuff like that all the time. Guys do the stupid stuff like that of those sort of things all the time. Thank you. Rant over.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, during World War II, the United States tried to train bats to drop bombs. It was called Project X-Ray. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
And how tiny are the bombs?
Yeah, right? I would imagine they would have to be, like, less than a pound.
Were they trying to get, like, you know, a bunch of bats to carry a big bomb? There's a lot.
We should laugh at it because it's a bomb, but still.
There's a lot to this, though. But, yeah. Hey, I got an idea. Get bats. No.
No.
The person in charge of the Library of Congress is officially called, yes, the Librarian of Congress.
Would make sense, yes.
They get appointed by the president and approved by the Senate, and they make around $220,000 a year.
Sheesh! Oh, my God!
And I'm not kidding. Can you see the way I'm looking at you right now?
Like, what? What did we do wrong?
This written all over it.
I know, but you got to know things about, like, the Library of Congress.
You know stuff?
I know.
You would work at that. You would challenge yourself.
I don't know what it takes to be a librarian, but my God, that would be amazing.
I'm thinking you're missing your calling. I say by the time you turn 40, we get you that gift.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Carla Hayden has been the Librarian of Congress since 2016.
Oh, I'll follow her on LinkedIn right now.
I'm telling you, this may be a moment. We may all look back on this moment and remember, hey, remember that stupid radio show you used to be on? Now look at you. You're the Librarian of Congress. And it all started that one day. A town called Alert in Nunavut, Canada, it's the northernmost place in the world where people live.
Oh.
It's still 500 miles from the North Pole.
Oh, my God.
Just to give you an idea of what that's like up there.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Ronald Reagan's last movie before he got into politics was a movie called The Killers in 1964. The only time he ever played a bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always forget that Ronald Reagan was an actor. I honestly forget about that.
Oh, God. And in those days, no one ever let you forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm an actor. Sacagawea. We were talking about her a minute ago. She either died in 1812 when she was in her mid-20s.
Okay.
Or in 1884 when she was in her mid-90s. Historians have proof of both and cannot disprove either one.
That's fascinating.
So nobody really knows, and it all depends on who you believe. Where and what.
You know who probably knows? The Librarian of Congress, probably.
Solid callback punchline. Nicely done. It's like, you're on a roll right now. As long as watch out, kids, she's hot. It's and Kayla's got a joke.
What happens when a snowman throws a tantrum?
Possibly, relevant for the weather today.
Yes.
What happens when a snowman throws a tantrum?
Yes.
I'm guessing snowballs is the punchline, but my guess is probably wrong. And yeah.
Yeah.
And not appropriate.
I can tell you right now. Yeah. Not right.
Not snowballs? Right. Good. We'll find out what it is in just a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm truly interested in the answer to this. I really am. I'm interested in the punchline. Kayla's got a joke.
What happens when a snowman throws a tantrum?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not snow. Nothing about snowballs.
Nothing like snow.
Nothing about his snowballs.
No. He has a meltdown.
Of course he does.
Uh-huh.
Of course he does. Yeah, you're making a lot of sense over there, Kayla. Meltdown. I gotcha. Look how close we are to Friday. Keep pushing.
Yep.
Have an amazing day. You know what Adrian says every day, our producer?
What does he say?
And I love this, and I may just steal it and adopt it as my own. He says, be easy every day. And I kind of like that.
That's really nice. In fact,
I like that a lot. So be easy. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.